Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Last Saturday, the 8th of October, was International Observe the Moon Night, an annual celebration started by members of NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter team. Several members of the Astronomy Society locally went along to the waterfront with telescopes to help the public enjoy the spectacle of the moon, but unfortunately they were clouded out. The International Observe the Moon Night event organisers urge people to get out and observe the moon, or even to host observing parties. But seeing the moon on just one night is kind of like seeing the trailer for a new movie. It's just a sample of something much bigger. To get a better sense of the moon's shifting appearance and its changing position in the sky, observers should get outside and observe it over an entire month. And this is quite possible from Cape Town, and there are some lovely spots from which you can see the moon, such as Signal Hill. The moon rises and sets at very different times each day. Sunrise and sunset typically vary by only a few minutes from day to day, but moonrise and moonset typically vary by 30 minutes to an hour. If you can observe the moon for only a single night, check back every 20 minutes or so and look for the movement of the terminator line across the surface of the moon. And this is the line that divides the illuminated portion of the moon's surface from the shadowed portion. In fact, observing the moon while it has a terminator line can be better than observing a full moon, even though a full moon draws more people to look out at it. It's often easier to see features on the surface of the moon right at that terminator line because the contrast of light and dark makes those features stand out. So as the line moves across the surface in a single night, it's possible to see different features or different portions of a single feature, like the craters and the mountains and so on, which you can easily see with binoculars. The website timeanddate.com will show you the time of moonrise and moonset in your area, as well as the current phase of the moon. And it's amazing to think that not so long ago we knew very little about our moon. The next full moon will be the Hunter's Moon and will rise on Sunday, October the 16th. The October full moon will coincide with the moon's arrival at perigee, the point at which it is closest to the Earth in its monthly orbit. Such perigee full moons are also sometimes called supermoons. Now, although the moon's mean distance from Earth is 384,400 kilometres, the moon's actual distance varies throughout the month because the moon's orbit is not perfectly circular. Every month, the moon's eccentric orbit carries the moon to apogee, its most distant point from Earth, and then to perigee, the moon's closest point to Earth, roughly 2 weeks later. And this year's farthest apogee happens on October the 31st at 406,662 kilometres, and the perigee is about 50,000 kilometres less than this. The closest perigee this year is on the 14th of November, when the moon will be 356,509 kilometres away. That's the closest it gets. And amazingly, lunar apogees and perigees fall on the same or nearly the same calendar dates in four-year cycles. And they also form cycles of 2 years where the calendar dates remain the same, except that the lunar apogees and perigees trade places. So there you are, the closest and furthest positions of the moon in any calendar month are almost the same every couple of years. Not many people know that, or need or want to know that, but it's good for pub quizzes. If you'd like to look at the supermoon on Sunday, there will be a stack of people going up Lion's Head just to greet the full moon, and perhaps some will be hanging out on Signal Hill with a telescope or two, just waiting for you to come along and take a peek. And what a marvellous thing to do. Moonrise will be at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, and you may find me, Ketchel Kirkham, and John Richards, who presents the morning show on Fine Music Radio, Being Green. We'll be there on Signal Hill somewhere with our telescopes, and if you have binoculars, it would be even better, any old binoculars. But by 8:30, the moon will be pretty bright, and you may also need to bring a pair of sunglasses to look through the binoculars with. We use lunar filters to make it less of a strain on the eyes, but imagine what it must have been like for the first people who made glass when they first saw all those craters and dark patches on the moon. What must they have thought? Fortunately, all this knowledge we now have, and the fact that people have even stood on the moon, hasn't changed its glamour, and people still write romantic songs to our companion spherical lump of rock. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, especially on Sunday night.